The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Good Friday. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. The solemn day of Good Friday commemorates the death of the Lord Jesus upon the cross. It is a day of fast and abstinence, and we ought to try to enter into a spirit of silence today, without the internet, TV, idle conversations, or anything else that could distract us from the object of our contemplation, the saving cross of the Lord. I hope that each of you will be able to participate in the liturgical commemorations today, not just via internet or live streaming, but in person. Our parish website has the liturgical and devotional schedule, and confession will be available all day from noon until 10 p.m. Today, the Gospel presents the Passion according to St. John. In this narrative, Jesus is brought before Pontius Pilate, where the truth incarnate confronts the skepticism of the world. Jesus says, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." The word testify comes from the Greek word martyrio, which means witness. Christianity is first and foremost an act of witness. We learn this from Jesus himself. The primary witness of Christianity is found in the account of the Passion, that Jesus, who is the incarnate Son of God, was crucified according to the purpose of God and was raised from the dead to save us from our sins. This is called the kerygma, or proclamation of Christian faith. It's important that we recall that our Christian faith does not consist primarily in doctrine. Doctrine, teaching, is important. It is essential because it helps us to understand our faith and to integrate it with our powers of reason. But the heart of the Christian faith is not a doctrine. It is a person, Jesus Christ, and our response to him. Pilate's response to Jesus was that of a skeptic. "What is truth?" he asks. Spoken like a true cynic, as someone whose life is completely identified with their own wants and desires, and who is completely closed off from anything that would puncture their unthinking, unreflective self. It sounds very much like modern man, or the denizens of Twitter, who judge the world according to the vision of their own self-regard. This is one of the chief afflictions of our modern age, I think, that as a society we've lost the capacity to see absolute truth as something distinct from our own opinion. Well, the answer to modern skepticism is witness. Because before we even think about confronting the intellectual errors of others, and our generation saturated with them, our first concern must be witness. How do I give witness to Christ? Well, there's a few things we can keep in mind to help us to do so. First is to put God first in the use of our time, abilities, and possessions. And then to put others second, living a life of charity, kindness, and patience, beginning at home. And then finally put ourselves last in our thoughts, our words, our actions. This can be a cross for us. It's a sacrifice, there's no doubt, because it involves self-denial and a surrender to God's will. But we hear in the letter to the Hebrews from the second reading today, where it is written, "Let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace in time of need." God will help us to bear this witness. Let's ask him. God bless you.